Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina. It's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head coach Brett Chappell, Chad Upton, and Frank Bird in our studio this morning. A lot going on. Black Bears, a big winner last night. They take care of East Henderson 42-14, a football game that saw the Black Bears go out there and do really everything that they needed to do on both sides of the football. Found a new running back with Vadre Crouch, who on five carries had well over 100 yards. Continued to throw the ball well on offense, finding people to make things happen. And as far as McKinley Brown's play goes, from the quarterback spot, and then defensively doing a lot of really good things defensively, holding a team to well under 100 yards last night defensively. So everything went really, really well. Other than, you know, aside from the penalties, I'm sure that that's something that you want to talk about, Coach, this morning. But overall, on both sides of the football, you guys did a terrific job last night.
You know, we felt good about when the game was over with what we were looking at afterwards. We had 264 yards rushing, 227 yards passing. Felt like we were pretty balanced on both sides of the ball. Defensively, we gave up 76 yards from what we could tell on the stats. And felt good on that end. Had 8 penalties last night, which was coming down from where we've been. Thought a couple of them were questionable. You know, we ended up having, I think, 3 or 4 personal fouls. You know, one of them was, I just thought was an awful call. The kid was celebrating. I mean, heck, I was out on the field to pass the number celebrating with him. And, but that's just the way it goes. You know, like I said, I feel like we're continuing to move in the right direction. Probably one thing that kind of caught my attention a little bit, special teams. Felt like we did a good job early. Got a little bit lackadaisical in the special teams department. You know, got a punt blocked late in the game, but certainly some things we can still work on and clean up as you know, we get prepared for next week. But 491 yards total offense, pretty good night. And like I said, gave up 76 on the defensive side. So certainly excited about what we did, you know, as a team last night. And like I said, continuing to move forward and getting ready for a big game this week.
One of the things I think that, you know, I picked up on pretty early was you guys over the, you know, over the course of the 2 weeks that you had, you know, you had that bye week, and so you had a little bit of extra time and did a lot of work, full work, and prepared just like you typically would for any Friday night game. But you went out there and you being brought in a package with Vadre, and I think the things that he was able to do, first of all, we've seen some good backs this year already, but he looked like maybe the most elusive back that I have seen all year long. I think everybody was just really, really excited about seeing him get out there on that touchdown run that he had. You know, I was telling my dad, I think he touched every single square inch of field on that run that there was out on the field. So going out there and opening up things offensively for your football team by running the football, and then everything it seemed like over the top was open, and the kids were running good routes and getting open and getting deep and getting separation to make things happen offensively, throwing the football too. So you got to feel really good about the ability to both run and throw the football last night. And again, you know, you're talking about having 350, 400 yards at halftime, and you know, for the majority of the second half, you weren't running the offense, you know, at wide open. So you got to feel really good about the progress that your offense is making right now.
You know, you were talking about Vadre a little bit the night that he had. He was he kind of adds a little bit of a dimension that you haven't seen, you know, from us this year. It was something we were trying to hold a little bit. You know, felt like he could give us, you know, something a little bit different on that side. You know, Jesse Martinez running back at the tailback, and we were in some eye stuff as well, and thought he ran hard. Dylan Hanna had a good night at fullback. And McKinley had a great night at quarterback. I mean, I think other than the one errant throw that he made for the pick six early in the game, I thought he took what they gave us. You know, as you're looking at it from the stands, you know, one thing that East Henderson was doing is they were loading box. They were putting 8 and 9 people in the box. And, you know, in between the tackles was there every once in a while. The short yardage underneath routes on the passing routes, you know, weren't there as much because the covers they gave us, so it allowed us to be able to go over the top. And, you know, I didn't realize until I went back and watched film late last night that on at least 2 of those long touchdown passes McKinley had, he took some pretty good shots. You know, he stood in the pocket and you know, delivered the pass and took a pretty good shot as he came off of it. You know, obviously Jesse Anderson having 3 touchdowns last night, Hunter Wyke having 1, Jesse Martinez having 1 late, and of course, you know, Vadre's run out there at the, out there in the third quarter, right, the second or third quarter, you know, obviously it was electrifying, and it was, I tell you what, it was neat to turn around and see the crowd and, you know, see the excitement, and those things were some things that we really worked on in that open week, was trying to, you know, get that rushing game to come around, and like I said, felt like that Vadre gives us a little bit of more of a dimension, you know, speed-wise in the backfield, but in the same breath, I think our offensive coaches have done a good job putting some packages together that people are going to have to defend. I mean, we've got 3 or 4 different packages that they're going to have to decide what we're going to try to stop this week. So I feel like we're doing some good things on that end. You know, Lucas Hall and Jeff Henson both had an interception last night, and you know, Vadre and Trevor continue to do well on the defensive side. Defensive line, you know, took care of business, what we needed to do up front, and all the linebackers did a really good job as well. So pretty solid on both sides, you know, excited about getting that win and getting this week over for me. It was an emotional game for me, you know, seeing the old team that I've been with for so long, but excited to be 1-0. You know, that was the big goal that we talked about all week at the end of the night, make sure we're 1-0 and, you know, give us a chance to go to Franklin and see what we can do with those guys.
Back with Morning Moments. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Layaway is now offered at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. You can holiday shop with plenty of time to avoid a cash crunch at Christmas. Lots of great gifts, including ATVs and scooters, to layaway now at Hometown Hardware. Plus, September doorbuster fall specials and remaining summer clearance. See Buddy Flynn for Valspar paints. Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. They're open 7 days.
Trade it, pawn it, Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt, Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look, call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Back live this morning with Brett Chappell Show here from Tucson. You know, you can't help but understand and take into account the other things, the other intangibles that were going on last night, and there were several. First of all, this was a conference game against a division opponent in the 3A that you want to go out there and find a way to get a win. You're able to do that and go 1-0, and that's a big deal when it comes to November and playoff time. But I think I wanted to, before we get back more into the game, talk a little bit about your perspective on this, and maybe Lori's perspective on this, where, you know, you guys, the first time you had an opportunity, both Thursday night going to East, you know, working with your JV team, and then having that home crowd last night, and playing against the kids that you coach, and the coaches that you work with, who you're very close with, both on and off the field, certainly, and from your perspective and from your wife's perspective, what did that sort of feel like, and how would you sort of characterize the emotions that you must have had last night?
You know, it's just like what you said. There was a lot of emotions going on for not only me, but my wife and my kids as well. I mean, we spent a lot of time there, and they were in the forefront of everything there, just like they are here at Pisgah. You know, I want to commend, you know, our kids here at Pisgah. They did a really good job last night playing the game, kept it clean, did the things that I asked for them. And then after the game, they gave me the time, you know, once we got settled down and got to talk about the game, you know, got through our prayer and everything, they gave me the time to spend with those other kids, you know, that I'd been with, and those families, and, you know, Laura and the kids came down and got a chance to see those. And, you know, that means something to me, you know, on the other side as well, that you did some good things to have that many people want to still come out and see you after the game, or hang around. And, you know, those, like I said, those are things that, that will go with you for a long time. And certainly I hope that my time here at Pisgah is going to be successful as well. And hopefully I can help make a difference here with these young men. But, you know, like you said, a lot of emotions, probably harder on Thursday night than it was last night. You know, going back over there and being on the opposite side of the field. And, you know, JV's had a great game on Thursday night. You know, they moved to 4-0. You know, I was looking at some of their stats. They had 322 yards rushing on the offensive side, and I thought the defense played really well. As you know, also, they gave up one touchdown, and, you know, we won 22-7. That team over there was undefeated, and like I said, so were we. But just feel like our program as a whole is moving in the right direction. What you also don't realize is that was a 3A team that we played last night. So, you know, as far as the seeding goes, that gives us one game up in the 3A division, which Pisgah is in now with, obviously, with Tuscola and Franklin and West Henderson left to go. So right now we're sitting okay. You know, Franklin won last night as well. So really sets up a nice showdown this coming week over there in Franklin, and excited about it. Hope we travel really well. I think the kids, you know, are finally starting to come around and really playing some good ball, and they're exciting to watch. So, like I said, I hope everybody gets to come out and, you know, go on over to Franklin this week and try to be as rowdy as they're going to be.
It's certainly going to be that. That's always a place that's very difficult to coach in, I'm sure, and a very difficult place to play in, too. But I'm going to go back to, not to put you on the spot, I guess, but back to the East Henderson and their situation right now. If you would have said that this team was going to be 0-5 at this point in the year, I don't think anybody would have believed you or me would have made that prediction. Certainly they're going through a difficult time right there. You know, when you look across the sidelines and you look at the faces on those kids and on those coaches, you know, halfway through the game last night, there was that feeling of letdown, I'm sure, that's probably been building for some time, because it's been a difficult time right there. When those kids come across the field and you have a chance to speak to them at the end of the game, and maybe in your conversations this week with the guys that you used to work with, what kinds of things do you tell those guys to keep their head up and to keep plugging along? It's been a very difficult year so far for them.
You know, it has been, and I've been there on the staffs when we've not had good seasons, and even been a head coach. You know, we struggled back in 2009, you know, one season while I was the head coach there. You know, you go through it, you know, as for those kids you're talking about, you hate to see that for those kids. You know, you worked with them for so long, and you know what, you know, possibly they're capable of. And a lot of young faces, they had a lot of sophomores that they've got pulled up, you know, on the varsity. And I think their youth shows a little bit. Obviously, they've been dealing with some other things going on as well. But, you know, the big thing for me as a coach being on the other side, and, you know, that being a team that I had coached before, you want to see the kids continuing to fight and play hard and things like that. So, you know, as I talked to those kids afterwards, you know, it was some of those same conversations, you know, some of the same things I would probably be telling, you know, our kids here at Pisgah, if we were going through some of the same stuff. Guys, you got to keep fighting. You got to keep your head up. You still got games left in your season. Seniors, you know, it's winding down. You know, make sure you get as much as you can get out of it before it's gone. And, you know, even for our kids here, you know, even with the success we're having, guys, we're halfway done. You know, we're halfway done with the season, or the end of the conference schedule. And, you know, you just want those kids to enjoy it, because they'll talk about it for years and years. I mean, you hear the old men up in the stands now can reflect back on years back in the 60s and 70s that not a whole lot of many people remember, but they sure do. And our kids will be no different. You know, I'll probably be the same as Coach Wright and some of those coaches that come back and sit in the stands and still tell those stories of those good teams that we've had. And, you know, right now we're having one of those really good seasons, and I hope we can continue with it.
You had a couple weeks to prepare, and again, you know, we said this at the beginning, you were able to look like put some different looks out there to give people to a chance to not only prepare for later on down the road, but things that you saw obviously last night that worked. Was it your plan to go in last night and have the balance that you did? Because if you were to draw it up in terms of yardage on both sides, either throwing it or running the football, you know, it was pretty much dead even. A lot of balance right there. And I think one of the things you guys are doing is you're presenting more and more challenges for coaches down the line to look at tape and things to prepare for. So it's not just about, you know, finding a key to win, but finding what your strengths are at the team and finding something that's difficult for, for other coaches to prepare for as they're looking at film on you guys. But if you were to take measure of where your offense is right now in terms of where you would want it to be, how close are you to where you want it to be all the way through into the playoffs?
You know, I think we've got some good things that we're doing right now on the offensive side. And some people may want, you know, want to know, well, Coach Ackland, we weren't doing this at the beginning of the season. You know, there's a lot of things that coaches will like to hold, not show, things of that nature. Still, there's some things in our packages that we've not shown yet that we're going to hold and use when we need to. And there's a progress that I like to make as we go throughout the season and continue to add things that's going to create problems. You know, looking back at last night, I didn't feel like we would be able to stretch the field as much as we were through the air. I felt like they were probably going to give us a little bit more room underneath, and it was just the opposite. You know, they were really up on us, and, you know, we got some really good receivers, tall receivers that, you know, do a good job. You know, Jesse Martinez went up and took it away from one of their best players last night in one of his touchdown catches. So, you know, I just feel like that our offense is just taking advantage of what the defenses are giving us right now. And then we're going to have to do that this week because you're going to have a defense that's going to stack the box, very similar to what we saw last night. And we're just going to have to take what they give us, hopefully move the ball down and get those points. And I'm excited for the defense. I really am coming to this week, and we're really going to put some pressure on those guys. But, you know, we've yet to give up a 100-yard rusher. And this young man, Jeremiah Young, that's at Franklin right now, I think the least amount of yards he's had was in last night's game, and I still think it was 168 yards, something like that. Had two games already over 200 yards, so we've seen some very good running backs already this season. Obviously, Gardner Kidd from Owen, you know, Simpson from Irwin, Holloway from Inca, and our defense has played really well and held these backs under 100. So it's going to be exciting to see what our defense can do. You know, we're playing really well right now. Obviously, adding Vaudre on that offensive side, you have to be careful. You know, that takes a little bit away from what he's able to do on defense just because of, you know, being tired and stuff. But you're in that push now where you got to suck it up and go. And, you know, we're going to ride him as long as we can and see what he can help us out with. But, you know, we got some good players that are playing really well for us right now, especially up front. I feel like the line on both sides is doing a solid job for us. And they'll have to this week because that'll be a place that we'll match up pretty even with. You know, and of course they got, you know, the big back in the backfield, and they're throwing the ball a little bit. You know, they've had some touchdown passes as well, with some yardage on those receivers. So just, it was one of those games we marked early in the calendar that we felt like if we could get to that point, man, what a game it could be. And, you know, Coach Brooks and I talked late last night about 1:30 as he was on his way back from Brevard and, you know, just talking about the week and the build up to that game. And, you know, he and I have a lot of respect for each other, but we'd love to go battle against each other, too. And it's a neat place to go play, and certainly would love to go over and take one away from them.
Back with more in a moment. Brett Chappell, Show on WPPL.
Healthcare reform is coming, and with it, uncertainty, because it will be different for everyone. But don't worry. Together, Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina and Floyd and Susan Rogers can show you how the new rules and regulations of the Affordable Care Act, ACA, will affect you. With the exclusive online Blue Map tool, Floyd and Susan Rogers can provide answers you need to move forward in 2014. Call Haywood Insurance Services or stop in at 977 North Main in Waynesville.
Athletics were a big part of my life. About any sport, you name it, I played it. Too many years of wear and tear eventually caught up to me. I knew I had to see somebody to take care of the problem. Southeastern Sports Medicine was a no-brainer for me.
Southeastern Sports Medicine, providing full-service orthopedic care at 5 convenient locations and weekday walk-in injury clinics. Visit sesportsmed.com or click the banner to learn more.
Coach, we've talked a little about this so far and getting everything together. But I think any time you go out there, particularly against a conference opponent, a division opponent, that's shown a whole lot in the last several years, and hold a team like that to, you know, 72, 73 yards of total offense. That, when we talked last night about the halftime stats, this is what was the biggest deal to me. There was a at halftime, there was probably a 250, 275-yard gap between what you guys were doing offensively and what you were allowing defensively, and that's almost unheard of. And any time you're in those situations, unless there's a lot of turnovers and you're, you know, giving the ball away on a short field, it's probably going to be a big margin in terms of the score. But you have consistently now, from day one, really held teams to really very few points. Other than if you take the Irwin game out of the picture, you've got two shutouts. You've got one game where your defense only gave up seven. So there are three games there that you only gave up 7 points. So that margin is really, really low for you guys. But in terms of the defensive perspective and the change that you guys have been able to make over the course of the last 365 days in terms of, you know, working on the fundamentals and being where you're supposed to be, what would be the key things that you would say are the difference between, you know, where we were perhaps right before the season started and where we are now, as why we're able to do what we're doing defensively and hold teams to such few yards and just keep them out of the end zone? What is it that we're doing that's real smart right now?
I'd say one of the big things we're doing, and it's similar to what we're doing on the offensive side, you're seeing different packages go in and out. You know, we're looking at nickel packages and dime packages and things of that nature when they're loading the box. And you're seeing a lot of kids coming on the field, going off the field. But the big thing is, once those kids go on there, they know what they're doing. I think it's neat as an offensive guy to be able to run out there in the wishbone and then jump right back and go to the spread and not skip a beat. But that same thing goes for the defense. When you go in there and you're, you know, putting a run-stop package in, and then all of a sudden you go back and you put your pass coverage in, and it's just neat that the kids are picking up on it. We've got a lot of kids that are rotating in and out playing. That's probably been one of the really nicer things that I have noticed about these young men. You don't have a lot of bickering or anything like that. Everybody just trying to do their best when they get in there. You know, last night was an opportunity for a lot of the kids to play as well, and you know, thought when they got in there, they did a really good job for us. And some of our young kids, you know, some of our JV kids we had up last night, we let those guys play. Some of them we actually held. You know, you're only given 8 quarters, and we know we've got a couple big games that are coming up where we might have to have them in case you get an injury. So we held those guys back last night. But, you know, just feel good about the direction we're going from where we were at the start of the season and obviously now. But like I told you earlier, it's all a progression. You know, it's all a progression trying to get to the end. And it's like that basketball season when you get into the tournament. You want to be peaking right at the right time. I feel like we're still moving forward right now, cleaning some things up and doing a good job. But hopefully once we get to the end, we'll be playing some of our best ball. And who knows, you know, we may be able to go a couple of rounds, maybe we'll go deeper. We'll just have to see what happens when we get there.
Back with more in a moment. It's Brett Chappell, Show on WPTF.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Don't get caught in the holiday cash crunch. Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill now offers layaway. Get that ATV, the scooter someone wants, or other items without pinching your wallet. Go to Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza and get all the details and get started. While there, check the end of summer clearance savings and September doorbusters. Hometown Hardware on Radio Hill in Canton Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. We got just about everything in Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bear.
Finishing up things as we go forward, and we said this, I think, last week, and we said this at the beginning of the year. You know, this is a crucial time now. you've got that big win now against East, and now we're going to move forward between this Franklin game and this Scola game, and we'll talk about that game when we get to it. But those two ball games right there in the middle, I guess, of your conference schedule are going to really, I believe, determine a whole lot. And then once we get on the back end of this schedule and we play those 2A teams, you got to feel pretty good about the ability to go out there and take care of business and do what you need to do. But you know, things are clicking right now, and we can keep that momentum going through these couple of games that we've got in the middle of the schedule. I think we're going to be in pretty good shape, both in that 2A portion that we'll face at the end and in terms of the playoffs. But talk about how critical the next 3 weeks or so are for your football team.
You know, it's going to be huge. Again, we kind of eyeballed this part of the schedule when we were looking at it before the season started, and you know, knew we were playing those 3A's on the front end of the conference schedule. And I didn't realize it, and I told some people, I didn't realize it as a coach at East when I was, you know, playing against David and Pisgah. I didn't realize this early part of the schedule was such a tough road, you know, because of what they had. They had East Henderson when we were good there, and then they turned around and they had Franklin, and, you know, they had West, who always seems to play Pisgah tough, and then you had Tuscola. So you had, you know, 4 weeks that really they got on you. And it was, you know, that was one thing that I did not realize when I got here. Honestly, you know, being 1-0 right now and getting that first win and, you know, getting ready to go over to Franklin, you know, puts us in a good position. You know, one thing we didn't talk about, I felt like our kids did a really good job of not looking ahead last night. I don't think there was any complacency when it came to, you know, our preparation or how the kids got ready to go last night. I think some teams would look ahead a little bit to those ball games, but I think that shows some of the maturity of those kids, and I thought our coaches have done a good job keeping them in check. And it's hard to do that with 16, 17-year-old boys sometimes, and, you know, to not tell them to look ahead and do those things. But, you know, now we're here. You know, now we're to the week that we kind of circled on the schedule and excited about getting to it. You know, we came out of the game healthy last night. It was a huge deal for us, and hopefully we'll have a great week of practice and go over there and have a great ball game.
Again, that is a huge ball game, obviously, for a lot of reasons against Franklin next week. So a lot going on. We want as many people as we can to come out there because I'm sure that the Franklin folks are going to turn up as they always do. But a huge ball game next week at Franklin again. That will be over there next week. 6:30 will be our airtime. We'll have the Black Bear Cafe preview show beginning at 6:30. Chuck Kubernetes and I will have that for you. 7 o'clock, we'll get started with our game broadcast, and of course, 7:30. We'll have our kickoff in that game, and we'll be right back here the next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for the Brett Chappell Show. For Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton and Frank Bird in our studio today. Lee Market's next. So long, everybody.